Bank of Ireland has been fined 100 million, just over 100 million euro for its part, and how it treated 15,000 customers that were on tracker mortgages at the height of the financial crisis. Padraig Cassan of Cassan Financial Services from Liselton, of course, he led the charge in identifying and proving that the banks in this country wrongfully moved people off tracker mortgages at the height of the financial disaster. Today, Bank of Ireland has been fined. Before coming on air, I spoke to him and first of all asked him how important today is in terms of, I suppose, what happened, what was done to people by our banks.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably over 15,000 customers for Bank of Ireland specifically. A lot of damage, a lot of carnage caused to a lot of people, including a lot of homes, a lot of rental properties. But really, Jerry, the removal of money at a time when it was desperately needed, when the financial crisis hit, is probably an important point to remember. So the money was being removed when families and individuals throughout Ireland would have needed it quite badly.
Is that the crucial thing here, that a decision was made somewhere in the banks to make these moves, which were wrong, as it was proved subsequently, hitting at the worst possible time for the people under the most financial pressure?
Yeah, I mean, it became a perfect storm because at the same time the banks were doing this, we had, as a country, just bailed out the Irish banks to extraordinary levels, which then followed on with increased taxes, reduced incomes for civil servants, public pension levies, USC charges, non-principal private residence tax, a lot of tax schemes brought in order to try and repay the money or to help assist with the money that we had given to the banks. And at the very same time, those banks were then wrongly overcharging customers substantial amounts of money per month. So it became, for the individuals and for the taxpayers throughout the country, it became a perfect storm.
When you look at the amount of money that has been levied already, the fine expected to be possibly 100 million euro this morning that's announced, does that have an impact? Why is it important? Like, if you stack it up against the profits of the bank, it's not going to make that much of a difference. Is it more about the principle of it or the statement of it?
I think it's probably an acknowledgement of the seriousness that the Central Bank have taken, their view of it. It certainly should be a penalty reflective of, to discourage anything like this happening again. I mean, that would be assisted by the senior executive regime change that's coming in, where fear will put the onus of responsibility if this happened again on individuals, and individuals at senior management level are now going to have to be careful. That it's obviously hopeful, Jerry, that this would never happen again to the likes of this type of wrongdoing. But at least with going forward, you'd hope that the culture and the attitude of the banks has been altered by the size and the reflection of the fine, because I think the fine itself, the numbers there are going to be important. I think the words are nearly as important as well, Jerry.
Yeah.
Particularly for the people today who were the wrong customers, because the fine means nothing to them. The money goes back to the exchequer. But for the individuals that were affected, today is a difficult day. It's rather poignant for them because they have kind of got to relive back a period of time that they'd rather not have happened, and happened at the hands, when they thought it was their own fault, it was at the hands of somebody wrongdoing them for substantial amounts of money each month.
And when you look at that, then that situation can never be brought back for those people. So from that, from the fines today and the words of the central bank, maybe even, I suppose, the way the central bank has changed how it pursues these type of situations on behalf of the ordinary Irish financial consumer, is that a culture, do you think, that has changed now? Or I guess the question I'm trying to ask is, have the lessons really been learned? Will this never be allowed to happen again?
Well, I think two things on that, Jerry. The lessons should be learned. I mean, if they're not learned by the imposition of this type of investigation and this type of cost factor to a bank, well, then they're never going to be learned. But I think the current senior executives that are there, they know, I mean, if you bring this back to basics, putting the customer first is the mantra of what everybody states, yet they didn't do it in this respect. And if they had a mantra going forward that any decision being made has a focus on the customer being put first, well, then it would never have happened. And that should prevent it from ever happening going forward into the future as well. It was very simple. How it wouldn't have happened is if they put the customers first, but they put their own selfish needs and profit requirements first, to the detriment of their customers. And that, frankly, is appalling, particularly, as I said previously, in many years ago, they use their Irishness against us, because payment of a mortgage is, and the non-payment of a mortgage is something that Irish people don't do easily. And to do it, but then realise that you did it at levels of overcharging of 500,000-700,000 euros per month, it's just it's a very difficult thing for people to stomach. And hopefully today will bookend the end of that sorry episode, and that, God willing, it doesn't happen going forward.
Did you ever think, when you started your own investigations and when people came to you with their situations as a financial advisor, that we'd end up with a day like today?
At the start, no. As it developed over the years, I mean, I was heavily involved, for sure. But, you know, I said from day one, and it's 13 years I've been talking about tracker mortgages now, which is an extraordinary length of time. It was wrong. Identifying it was wrong. And I suppose there's some sense of pride to say that I represented customers, but did it in an informative way. I mean, I acknowledged the staff of banks that came to me, particularly in Bank of Ireland, because their staff were affected there as well. And
yeah,
if you're being overcharged by your mortgage holder, but you're also being overcharged by your employer, it created a very difficult position for many of the staff. And I applaud a lot of those staff who came to me to give me the information that allowed me to go to the central bank with reports on Bank of Ireland and all of the other banks to say, this isn't right, this is what's happening, and at least if we were listened to. And that was important to develop and probably expand the investigation into the broader aspect that it became, because it wasn't acceptable what occurred. How it occurred was always going to be a difficult one to explain. But I did that by getting the information from the people that knew inside the bank, who took a risk at the time, during the history, to say, and I acknowledge them today. They took a risk in talking to me and felt that I was best placed to probably represent the position, a factual position, from what the banks were pretending or showing to the central bank, that there was no issue when in fact there was.
Yeah, there was indeed. 41,000 borrowers, Pádraic, 99 family homes lost as a result of the failings by the banks, as well as 216 buy-to-let properties. That doesn't tell the full story of the devastation and the psychological effect, and marriages ruined and lives changed forever. In relation to it, and the final point on it, we're looking now at the government putting a 10% concrete levy on building companies because of the mica and pyrite and other faulty building that went on that shouldn't have gone on. People are asking the question, well, hold on, is anyone going to be held accountable for doing any of that? That same question can be asked about this, the people who did make those decisions. You know, ultimately this will go back, I suppose, to the consumer in terms of the money that the bank puts aside to pay for it, but people wanting to know more in terms of accountability and the personal individuals. Will we ever get to that in any of these cases, do you think?
Probably not, Jerry, it's been blunt. I think we will in the future if it ever happened again. You'd hope it wouldn't happen again. But yeah, individual accountability is there. I mean, there's some of those people, if they're listening to this interview, need to look at themselves in the mirror, because it's a disgrace that went on. The people that were in place at the time have all been shifted on and are gone. But in terms of responsibility, I suppose you can only look at a mirror and how responsible are you in yourself. They will know, but a lot of people asked me previously, should individuals be held accountable? It was always going to be a more difficult challenge, because the powers of the central bank are well restricted to identifying individuals. But there's no doubt that collective decisions were made across all of the lenders to do this and think they were getting away with it. And the core of what was wrong about it was, when they were making those decisions, they put themselves first and their interests first at the detriment of their customers. And that was appalling.
Yeah, truly appalling is right. Pádraic, listen, thanks very much for talking to us about it this morning. We'll see what the full detail is. I know the bank has put aside 120 million. It'll be in and around that in terms of what will be fined this morning. But thanks for taking the time to talk to us about it this morning.
You're welcome. Cheers, sir.